Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Punk Comic Podcast number 113. Sorry, Adam just had a big sigh there. He's very excited about the show tonight.
I did the Ryan.
Who?
Ryan Sargent.
Who?
He's the punk.
But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are, and not Ryan Sargent.
He isn't here.
No.
Adam
he's blowing
Russell.
Us off. Who?
Adam Russell.
Yeah, he's here.
He's on this podcast.
He's here?
All the time.
Way too much, actually.
Yeah.
And Pat.
I'm going to start my own podcast.
How'd that work out?
I've heard that before.
Well,
the weather outside is frightful. No, they're calling for 3 to 6 inches, and we haven't seen a flake.
You're going to break out into song.
No, I'm not going to sing on this one. That's your job.
The weather outside is frightful, I tell you.
But lots of stuff to talk about.
What are you talking about? Well, we started this. You said there was nothing.
Well, there's no news. I was looking back through. I can't really think of any news. I wrote, I filled the itinerary.
Well,
but so we'll start off with Arrow that Adam didn't watch.
I didn't watch it,
but it was really, really good.
But I watched Walking Dead.
I didn't watch that.
Well, we're talking about Arrow right now.
Yeah,
so when we talk
we'll
about
get
Walking
to Walking
Dead.
Dead.
Then you can talk.
But I guess Pat and I'll talk about Arrow.
We can talk about Arrow, which was an outstanding episode.
Yes, I agree.
Did we talk about the Clock King episode?
No, because nobody had watched it last week.
No,
we'll start with the Clock King episode. Sure, I thought that episode was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it really, I think it developed. I was worried that it was looking like Felicity was going to be going to Flash because everything was kind of going against her. He didn't need her anymore because Sarah could work the computer and everything. Yet it kind of came around at the end where she is a member of the team because she got shot.
Yeah,
that's all it took.
She could have taken bullets.
Yeah, but now what if she had gotten shot in the spine?
Oh,
I think that would have been an interesting play, but they did not go that way.
That's kind of good.
I thought it is, but I thought that would have been an interesting.
DC may be saving that for Gotham.
True. True.
Well, they already had an Oracle.
But no.
They did have the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
It's funny. I can't specifically remember what happened in either of these episodes. But I think they were both really good. I liked when Ollie needed help. And all of a sudden, then you had Roy
stealing stuff.
Oh, you're talking
Roy and stuff. You know, and all of a sudden he pops the collar up, and he's the basically the Red Hood, but not the Red Hood, but Arsenal.
Well, that whole thing.
Are they going to call him Arsenal?
Well, they're not going to call him Speedy.
Call
they can't
him.
Call him Speedy.
Yeah.
So what are their choice? Red Hood? That doesn't work.
Yeah, I guess it's going to have to be Arsenal.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have an arsenal.
Yet.
But he has the strength and all
that. They have to call him something now, though.
Well, they call him Roy.
They'll call him the other hood.
Vigilante Part 2. Junior, I like it.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's been really good. Yeah, it's weird. I can't. But that one ended with him shaking hands with
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. That was good, and then kind of set up everything that happened in the next
one.
And
then the next one was pretty much all about. Well, it showed them taking the boat back at the island,
right?
Which was really good.
He took over the boat, basically.
Well, yeah, at the end, and I liked how he did that. I'm the captain. I'm the captain now. Okay. Everybody throw down their guns, but he did that. The team kind of came together. Once they found out who Slade was,
right?
So that worked out well. But
Laurel went into not rehab, but AA. So that was good. But the best part of that episode was the preview for the next episode.
Yes,
with the Welcome to the Suicide Squad. That, and then they showed Harley. So that just gives me so much hope where you have a the shield.
I want that. I don't know how much it costs.
You have the shield. Yes, it's a classic. Well, no, he wants it.
It's
Ren and Stimpy
versus
Powdered Toast Man.
That's awesome.
But where you have Lorelei, a character that nobody knows. Deathlok, a character very few people know, although he was a big part of the 90s. I think there might even be a Deathlok number one.
This is very 90s here.
And but we'll get to S.H.I.E.L.D. But Arrow has just really been hitting on all cylinders. Really good. I don't want the season to end.
It's going to, one down.
I know. And then, so segueing out of the Arrow, did everybody see the Flash images?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I really like the headshot. When you got into the full body, it's starting to feel a little Daredevil-y.
Yeah, it's more maroon.
Right, which is fine. I don't have a problem with the maroon versus bright red. And then the shoulder pads looked really wonky. No, that's it looks like an annual.
An annual.
Even without my glasses, I can tell it's an annual. Come on, Pat.
That's an annual. Toxic Avenger number one.
You realize the people listening, well, the one guy listening, can't see what you're doing.
Who, Chad?
No, whoa, Chad. Forgot about Chad.
I'm looking through a pile of comic books. The colonists sitting here at the store, they've been here before. They know it's here.
You know, there's piles everywhere. But I am excited about The Flash, so hopefully that is good. Now, S.H.I.E.L.D. Did anybody watch The S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I did.
Adam?
The S.H.I.E.L.D. with Michael Chiklis?
No, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
It's
getting better.
It is.
It's getting better. I like the Sif. Lorelei was interesting.
Yeah.
The interaction. I mean, basically everything really worked on this one. And it's finally kind of coming together. Although that plane has to be really, really huge.
Yeah.
Because like the little loading bay scene. The little loading bay thing they show at the back, you know, would really take up probably most of the plane. So, and then the fact that they all have their own rooms and
a giant lab,
yeah, all that stuff.
Medical bay,
yeah.
What was weird about that was at the beginning, you could kind of see, you know, all right, she's building an army, and then she gets Ward,
and then she leaves her army. Yeah,
yeah. It was almost like. Her motivation changed. I don't want to take over the world. I just don't want to go back to Asgard.
Yeah.
I don't want the collar put on me. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
There's so many Ren and Stimpy books.
You can never have enough Ren and Stimpy books.
Which number is that?
That's number six.
That's six.
It's just because it's Powdered Toast Man.
That one was seven, I think.
So, yeah, it didn't. The bumper scene at the end where May reports.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
he's found out. He knows.
The problem is, she's like the one character that I actually knew and kind of liked.
Right. But now, the one thing I wish they had done was show that Lorelei didn't affect him. I thought that would have been interesting.
Yeah, well, no, because I do. You remember when he was in the casino and they were walking? He said to her, "I absolutely know what you're doing, but I don't care."
Okay, but did she ever talk to him and touch him? Because I may have missed that.
Yes, she did.
So it didn't affect him.
No, it did affect him. But that was what they said was
not Ward. Coulson. I'm sorry, Coulson.
No, she never did touch
Coulson. Okay, because that would have been interesting if it was Coulson, and that would kind of tell you it was an LMD.
No, she touched. Simmons, or no. Fitz.
Right, no, she got the rest, yes.
Yeah, but she didn't get the Coulson. But he faked like he did get
right,
touched.
Right, no, I saw that, but it would have been interesting if she had tried.
What you got here?
That's Ravage.
Number one.
Written by?
That's a bit useless. I don't know.
You don't know who wrote that?
No.
You don't know your comic book history. We might have to kick you off the podcast.
I don't know my Ravage history.
No, it's not just Ravage history. And everybody listening at home is going, who wrote Ravage 2099 number one? Pat, do you know?
No, I don't.
Adam, please tell people who wrote that.
Stan Lee.
That was Stan Lee's return to writing comics.
Wow.
That's dumb. He should have stayed away.
It's a classic. It had all the features that you got from, you know, the original Spider-Man, the original X-Men.
So that's obviously going up top.
Oh, absolutely. That's a solid $3 book.
A solid $3 book.
Yeah. Look at that. That's Electro on the cover of that Spider-Man. That's got to be worth $18, $20.
I doubt that.
Plus the Green Goblin. I bet that's what they based the movie off of.
Could be.
So, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s getting better. Like, they keep saying, hey, it's now the show you thought it was going to be. I was talking with Matt today, and I said, what they're really missing is the outfits. They should all be wearing the outfits. Because I was watching, Fitz was wearing a sweater. It's like, really?
May's the only one that I've seen to have a S.H.I.E.L.D. emblem on her shoulder.
Yeah, why don't the rest of them? I don't get it. And I was so happy.
Why do we have the rest?
I was so happy that Sky is going to be okay, even though now she's part alien.
She's an 084.
But I do find it funny that Marvel is basically doing DC origins for her and Coulson. Because that was kind of the DC, you know, they got attacked by an alien, they got zapped by something, where Marvel had the mutant.
Yeah.
Thing. Well, but they can't, I know, so it's just kind of funny, so now they're having to go the DC route.
What? Yeah, but they thought of it first. This is Marvel.
No,
I don't think they did. It's the house of ideas.
They would have thought of it first.
I wonder if it's Phil D. Coulson. Does everybody have to have a D in the middle of their name? Is that required at Marvel?
I thought it was C.
No,
cheese.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Should be cheese.
Well, yeah, they never call him cheese. Why don't they call him cheese on the show?
They didn't want to call him that. Marvel did.
Okay, that's weird. Well, it is. It's Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., so Marvel has everything to do with that.
Yeah, but I think at some point in time, an ABC executive goes, no, you're not naming a character that.
You're not calling
if they're even
cheese.
Paying attention anymore.
Not here. Yeah, they don't care.
Is money coming in? Yeah, I don't care. Call them who you want.
Monies? Is there monies?
Okay.
There might be.
Walking Dead. Now, I didn't watch this week's episode. I do apologize. I watched last week's, and it really disappointed me. I know some people said it was great, and maybe it was. I just got very bored with it very early on, and my attention probably waned a little bit. My problem with it was I got tired of her going, I want a drink. I want a drink. And she got very whiny, and I was really hoping that they would both get drunk, and then a zombie would come in and... Daryl wouldn't be able to react, and she would get bit. There were some very good scenes. I really liked the hanging zombies. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked Daryl killing the guy with the golf club.
Yeah.
That was good. But other than that, it was just very blah. Yeah. And then my other problem with it was I wanted Daryl to have been somebody. Let's say he got messed up with drugs in his youth and then become like a drug counselor. And then when everything went bad, he was just compelled.
He just reverted back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or he was a science teacher or something. But instead, he was just a hippie. He was just, or not a hippie, he was a redneck backwoods guy who did everything his brother said.
I just kind of assumed that's who he was.
But I wanted something better.
Yeah.
It just.
That in the time of crisis, that's what he became, but before that, he was
somebody.
Something.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it looked... I don't know. I was waiting for the consummation of the relationship to take place. It was just... It's very
like
awkward.
15,
she's like 17.
She?
Well, no, I figure she's like 17.
That's still too young.
Yeah, I know. Not... Well,
it's the zombie apocalypse, man. You take what you can get.
You got to repopulate with who's available. So, you know, what are you going to do? But, you know,
she's good with babies, you know?
Yeah, she's already proved
it. She is a baby. That's why she's good with babies.
I used this binky last week. Here you go.
Yeah, she just used it.
But, it's an awkward... And I think even this week it got even more awkward. Like, it was almost, you know, I'm waiting for them to have, a shotgun wedding or something. Now that's not going to happen. So, spoiler alert.
It's not going to happen? Why, she fell for somebody else?
She got taken.
She got taken?
She got taken.
She's a zombie?
Was she taken or she drove? Oh, yeah, where did that car come from? She kind of drove off. I kept assuming she, like, drove off or something.
She got taken. And then Daryl met up with a group of some other guys, and, you know, the first thing he said is, you know, I have a very particular set of skills, and...
Now, was it the guys from the house?
That's what it looked like.
Okay. Now, are those going to be the cannibals?
You know...
If there are cannibals.
I kind of thought that it might be the Saviors. Being introduced early, and then, you know, you don't really know who they are, but that's... You know, they kind of look like that's... The kind of guys they hang out with Negan. They're his kind of people.
Seems awful early to bring in Negan.
Well, you don't necessarily have to bring him in, but maybe, you know, just kind of show that they're out there without showing.
How are you ever going to bring him in?
I have no idea.
Beep, 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 beep.
He's a mute.
He's going to be like the guy on Star Trek.
They're going to do the Deadpool route.
Two beeps, throw yes. We can't talk about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't remember Star Trek the original?
Oh, Captain Pike.
Yeah,
okay.
Pike. He was in that suit that he, that chair that he had the beep for yes and two for yes.
Cutting edge technology in the future.
Yeah, well.
That's right. Well, he got killed completely in the new future. So.
Yeah, but you know who he was. Oh no, that wasn't Pike. Sorry, that's right. I was saying you know who James Kirk's father was.
Yeah.
It was Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Was it Thor or was that his brother?
Thor. No, it was Thor.
It was him.
So he's got that going for him. He's unbeatable.
That's what the T stands for.
Yeah.
It's James Thor Kirk.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So is that all that happened in this one? Because like I said, I didn't watch it, so I can't.
There wasn't a whole lot. Well, there was a...
I was very confused in the beginning.
Maggie was finger painting with zombie guts to tell Glenn to go to Terminus, which that's...
she was so funny throughout that episode.
That's where I think the cannibals are going to be. Terminus.
It sounds like a place where cannibals would be. A place called Terminus.
Salvation for all that arrive in our stomachs. But
she was all bloody throughout that whole episode.
She had a pretty decent kill, though, when she used the road sign as an axe.
And then she kicked that one. She did, like, some sort of, like, high kick.
Yeah.
And then she's sitting there having a normal conversation with her face covered in blood, like, and she's just like, you know, whatever.
Which makes it weird. Are you reading current Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so not this one, but the last one, he's like, let's, you know, put the zombie stuff on our weapons.
Yeah.
But in the book, or even on the show, when they covered themselves in the stuff, so it's like,
they've had
how
to
is that going to work?
Their mouths to
yeah,
fight
so,
these things because
so,
something
yeah,
has to back.
Exactly. Yeah. So that just strikes me as really.
I thought that
well,
was
but
weird.
It may not be, you know, maybe the bacteria inside their mouth that causes it. Because no one's been one's been scratched and gotten the fever.
Right.
It's always been a bite, so it must be something in their mouth.
Weird.
It's zombie logic. You can't really apply normal logic to it.
I hear you.
I don't know. I think it's starting to just slow down on the TV show.
Both TV show and the...
It's just like, what am I going to do with the TV show now that it's getting so close to the comic
book? But I think even the comic book has gotten slow. Like, this all-out war being 12 issues, it doesn't feel like he had it plotted out and this and we got to move. It just seems like, oh, because I equate it feels like Monty Python. It's like, okay, we'll attack and they'll stop us and we'll run away. And then they'll attack and we'll run away. You know, it seems... Where's this? What's happened? We're 8 issues in.
Are we? I thought we were 10 issues.
No,
right now.
8. This was number 8. But
it's
like,
never gonna end.
That's kind of how it feels.
It will in 6.
It's the longest war ever. Even Carl's getting impatient.
Yeah.
Carl just likes to kill things, though.
And eat pudding.
Yeah.
You know what? I was commenting about that on the last episode. I feel like Talking Dead has like they have a lot more control over what happens in The Walking Dead because every episode has some sort of food in it that they can use in The Talking Dead.
Yeah,
this time it was pig's feet. You know, then it was crazy cheese. Then it was those little stuffed rabbits. It's just like,
stuffed rabbits.
Goodness.
Yeah, when a psycho chick.
Oh, okay.
And Chris Hardwick in that episode, he's sitting there and talking.
See, I
want to
see more of her, those little psycho kids.
Well, that's the next episode.
The next episode, it's going to be them, and I got a feeling one of them's not going to make it.
Well, but I'm pretty sure that's right. The little one's not going to make it. That's what they basically showed us. But in The Talking Dead, Chris Hardwick's watching the preview, and he comes back. He's like, I don't know who that little girl was, but I want to know more. What's going on? I'm like, you don't know? We watched the show. It's the little girl, the crazy girl.
Yeah.
Although, she was playing with a zombie.
Oh, okay.
Like, they were playing tag, and it was trying to chase her. So she was running. That was the preview. Like, that's what's going to be in the episode. So she's like, and then, but you're backed away. You're looking through a window in an old house, and somebody's in there boiling water. And then this is all happening outside, and then, like, a record player with, like, old music is playing while she's, like, and they're like, I want to know who the creepy girl is. And she's like, you already do. We saw her before.
It's Lindsay or whatever her name
is.
Yeah,
it's, what's her name?
Can't pay that much attention.
It's his job to pay attention.
No, it's his job to have people tell him stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he doesn't do a very good job of that.
But sometimes it's just, like,
that show was
like,
much better
you,
when it's
like,
a half hour.
Yeah.
It's too much filler now.
Yeah. They've made the whole thing an hour now, and it's... They had a decent cast on. I like some of the people that come on, but it's just like, I feel bad for some of these actors that come on there. They're just like, we're going to talk serious about Walking Dead, and then he's going to, you know, nerd out
on him. Have some crazy cheese.
Well, yeah, and then he goes up and feeds the one chocolate pudding, and I'm like, how do you know this person isn't allergic to chocolate or something? Yeah. Like, and you just force them to eat chocolate pudding.
Crazy.
That's just the way Chris Hardwick rolls.
That's right. You don't come on the Nerdist if you're not ready to be chalk and pudding iced.
Nerdist isn't too bad, but there was a lot of Doctor Who talk on that show.
Okay.
But it was a BBC show.
Well, we're getting more Doctor Who coming, right? Right around the corner. 5 months from now. Not losing any of that momentum. No.
Look, it has to come from across the pond. That takes time.
Oh, I see.
It has to reach her. It takes 5 months to get here.
Okay. Fair enough. Oh, botched that. Oh, I screwed up my doodle.
No.
It's all over.
That's the first time. You're going to stop completely? You've been doing those since we've done the podcast.
I'm done.
Well, he even had him on his notes from when he was at...
He's
in Atlanta.
Oh.
Drawing squares.
Well, it's just what I do. I do. and I can't draw anything,
they
so
leave,
I draw
and
squares.
Those boom people, they're just like, I just sit there and draw squares. That guy's weird. We call him Squarey. He's it's up to be square. Huey Lewis.
I got to wonder what your notebooks look like in law school.
Pretty much like
yeah,
that.
You yeah, said that's when yeah. you started doing that.
Because you're sitting there just going, oh, I got to stay awake.
We're getting
the
history of Colin drawing little squares on it.
I'm going to drift off. Oh, I got to stay awake. So that's where it started.
I can see that.
And a lot of here is I need to stay awake. So.
I'm glad to see we put you to sleep.
I put myself to sleep.
Well, we know we put Chad to sleep, so
right,
I guess it's fair that we put Colin
to bed, Chad.
Good night.
It's past your bedtime.
Yep. Okay, wait, I can recover. There we go.
There you go.
Wait, but it's not right.
It's not symmetrical, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's symmetrical.
It's kind of, yeah.
It's symmetrical if you're looking straight at it.
So, last week's books. What did you read last week you liked?
That's a tough one, because we already talked about Forever Evil last week.
Mm-hmm.
I read, I don't remember what it was, which Batman book it was. It was the one that came out last week with,
Detective came out.
With, at the end of Gothtopia?
I still have to read that.
Oh, yeah, the end of Gothtopia was okay.
What other Batman book came out last week?
The other one, Dark Knight came out. Didn't the Dark Knight come out, or was that the year week before?
I thought that was a week before.
Whatever it was, it involved, Man-Bat. But, like,
okay.
There was a Man-Bat going around, like, killing people, which is always kind of the Man-Bat story.
Man, that guy, he just doesn't learn.
But it turned out it was his father, who's, like, this big-time, like...
Man-Bat?
Pharmaceutical person. Yeah, and he was, like... He's, like, the total opposite of Man-Bat. Like, he's more of a Batman. He's more like Batman. He works out. He's, you know, just peak perfection. Like, that's all it's about with this guy. And, it's more of a drug to him. It's the adrenaline that he gets from going and doing this and then killing people. And,
yeah, Batman's hip to that.
That's
oh, wait.
Crazy.
So that's why Batman's after him. But it wasn't bad. It was just kind of a quick story, though. But it actually continues.
But this has to be the last arc.
That's the Triforce from Zelda.
It's wrapping up.
It is wrapping up. So, if it's going to end on a good note.
Maybe.
Before leading into Batman Eternal.
Which I think will be good.
So do I.
Yeah. Anything Batman on it.
Anybody
like
reading, Afterlife with Archie?
No.
That's really, really good.
They already killed off pretty well everybody.
Not yet. But what I really like about it, what I think is really cool, is they don't have to set up any of the characters. Everybody already knows... Everything. Even if you've never read an Archie, you know the relationship between Betty and Veronica and Archie and Jughead and Reggie. Even probably Mr. Weatherby, the principal and stuff. So they can just bring these characters in without explaining anything, and it's been really, really good.
Do you think Betty and Veronica will be the ones to do an Archie?
I don't know.
That'd be kind
of... After what happened...
It's always the girl that survives the end of the zombie movie.
True, but last week's issue was brutal. It's been a week, so spoilers, but Archie's dad gets bit, and Archie has to take down his dad with a baseball bat. And he's basically saying, I love you, slam. I love you, slam. It was
kind of like Carl, but they didn't show you.
Yeah.
Killed, what's her name?
Yeah, but Carl just shot her.
I forgot her name.
Lori,
yeah.
You can't remember her name?
I forgot it. I didn't really like her.
But that one has been really good. So if you're not reading it, pick it up and trade.
Is that going to be an ongoing series?
Supposedly,
it's funny,
yeah.
Because Sabrina, yeah, the Teenage Witch, started this.
Yes, she did.
And then she gets like banished.
Huh?
Like,
yep.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch,
yes,
started the whole zombie outbreak.
Yes.
She tries to bring back Jughead's dog,
Hot Dog,
after he gets
Reggie
hit by
ran
a car.
Off.
Reggie hits him with a car.
So she tries to bring him back, and he comes back, but he's Zombie Dog, and he bites Jughead.
But she can't stop it because her aunts have,
right,
banished her to whatever, because she was never supposed to do that.
Right.
So why didn't her aunts stop it?
Because I don't think they know,
yeah,
yet
they
what's,
don't know
going,
what's
on.
Going on. They're in another town.
Okay, I would think that
a
zombie outbreak
town
in Riverdale would make the news.
Well, it's all happening very quickly.
No, nobody really cares about Riverdale.
Well, apparently not.
Well, yeah, but there is no news because, like, there's no power. You know, the power's out now. You know, everything's going bad quickly.
What about Kevin? Kevin Keller. Is he a zombie yet?
Not yet, no.
Is he in that?
Not yet.
They didn't add Kevin Keller?
Not yet.
How rude.
There
is
were two
the
other
character?
Lesbian characters,
yeah, right,
in it. They were eating at the diner when...
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, it's an Archie book still.
Well, that's why when you started the show, wait a second.
Back off, man.
At least Chad's asleep by now.
Right, probably.
He didn't have to hear that.
So let's see, what else we got? Jupiter's Legacy, anybody reading that one?
No.
That was really good. It was kind of neat because it's been a long time between issues, like 6 months. And in the books, like, 10 years has passed, so that kind of actually worked out, the big gap. But that's been very good. Basically about these guys in the 30s, this guy has this vision of this island that they can go to and get powers. And so he's obsessed with getting to this island that's uncharted, no one's ever heard of it. And so they find it, they go there. Well, it was revealed in this one that it was actually like a spaceship that had been there for a while and it had been grown over a little bit. But these aliens had been calling out to them, and they gave them the powers back then. But now it's a case where it's the kids of these superheroes are now taking over. But that's hence the legacy. But it's been really, really good. I hope it gets back on track time-wise, but it's been quite a good book.
6 months,
yeah,
early.
No.
Okay.
Magneto. Interesting.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't great. The art I didn't like, only from the sense of he had a great cover. I forget who did the cover, but it was a great cover. And then inside, Magneto's head was completely round, and it was just something that jumped out to me on every page that everybody had round heads where, you know, it was a normal head on the front. A little more ruthless than I would expect out of Magneto.
Well, but it's not. I mean, that's kind of what I've expected out of Magneto.
Not so much the killing the bad guys, but like killing an entire police station of cops just to get to a guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that was a little much.
Well, you know, maybe he's going back to the Magneto of old. Or it's, you know, the Michael Fassbender version of Magneto where he just...
But
this
I also
is my
think,
mission, and I don't care who I got to get to who I want to kill.
But I also think, based on his power set, that he wouldn't have been surprised at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that just seemed odd to me, that he would be surprised by something made of metal when he is the master of magnetism.
Not unless it's, you know, non-ferrous metal.
Could be. But we'll see where that one goes. I'm sure it's coming soon, because they like to ship quickly.
Yeah.
Moon Knight. Anybody read Moon Knight? I like Moon Knight a lot.
Moon Knight was really good. The new costume's different.
It's just basically a white suit, but
yeah,
it works.
It's a white suit with like a mask.
And what I kind of like about it, I find it
He's
interesting,
a serious business for
him. Was that it wasn't even that he was colored white. He just wasn't colored at all.
Exactly, yeah.
They colored the rest of the book and just left him
I saw that.
White, and because you could tell it was, that's
just
how it
colored,
was done.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was a neat effect.
I like the scene where this is Mr. Knight. Isn't
yes.
That Moon Knight? Yeah. No, because if that was Moon Knight, I'd have to arrest him.
This is Mr. Knight. Yeah, no, I thought it was very, very good. I like that a lot.
And
blew through.
And I definitely liked that they left in the multiple personalities from
and
it, before.
Yeah, and I like also how they addressed all of the previous incarnations.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about him being crazy in Los Angeles, thinking he was Captain America, Wolverine and Spider-Man. They talked about cutting the guy's face off. So he's definitely incorporated, you know, they haven't forgotten where a lot of these relaunches, it seems like they're just kind of ignoring prior history. I was happy to see that they, especially with somebody as a convoluted history as his, that they are embracing it all.
I think that's one of the main reasons why I'm not getting into a lot of these books, too, because they kind of, they're not really, it didn't go anywhere from what was previously happening with the books.
Right, well, and that's part of it. Like, 2 weeks ago we had the Wolverine the X-Men 42, and then last week we had number one. It's like, why? If they're a week apart, what's the big difference?
Yeah.
Like, this week was the next Secret Avengers. Why? You know, if it's just a new story arc, why do you need a number one? I realize it's a new writer, maybe. I think he was, like, co-writing the end of the last one. So I don't understand the need for that.
Yeah, but Secret Avengers was only up to what? Issue 6?
No, it was probably, like, 12 or 13. Was it? But it wasn't real high, no. So that just seemed an odd choice for a new number one rather than just a new story arc. Yeah, I just didn't get that.
I like the way they incorporated the number one with Deadpool this week.
Yeah, tacos are number one.
Tacos are number one.
Because that's the all-new now one.
Weird.
So let's see. What else did I read? Starlight was awesome. I don't know if I talked about it last week, but it's basically like Flash Gordon. He's a test pilot. He goes into this other planet, so another dimension or something to this world, becomes the hero there, a swashbuckler, almost like John Carter. You know, okay. Saves the world. He's a hero. They're erecting statues. The queen offers him, you know, to become her mate or whatever. And he goes, no, my love of my life is back home. I got to go. So there's an opportunity. He takes it. He goes back to Earth, comes back to Earth, and tells his story. And everyone thinks he's crazy. And he loses his job. He's the laughingstock of the community. They have to move. But he sticks with it. He, you know, raises a family, you know, stays with his wife, and it opens with him getting the statue built on this other planet, with him going, this is ridiculous, I don't want this.
Okay.
And then come back to present, and he's older, and he's going to his wife's funeral. So, and then as the story progresses, like, his kids kind of have no time for him, they have their own lives, so he's kind of has nothing, and then that's when he goes into, like, his study, and you see on the wall the newspaper clipping saying, you know, famed test pilot returns, and then, you know, crazy stories, and
okay,
loses job, and things like that. And then it ends with, all of a sudden, there's a rumble, and the pictures are falling off the wall, and he looks outside, and there's a spaceship outside, basically saying, we need you.
You need to come back.
So it's just kind of...
Even though he's an old man now.
Right, but it's just kind of neat. And it showed, like, he still had his uniform and his ray gun and everything.
Okay.
So just kind of a really neat beginning that... Well, if
how do they explain their ray gun?
Yeah. Probably didn't shoot anybody with it to show them
it
worked.
But still, you guys are crazy. Really, where'd I get this tech from?
Yeah.
Right, well... That's just a toy. You're crazy. And he's not, you know, if he shoots somebody, then they're going
to
take it from him.
You didn't have to shoot that.
But it was good. It was really good and really makes you want to come back for the next issue just to see where this is going. It was good. Forever Evil Arkham War, definitely interesting. Definitely setting up the Batman versus Bane showdown. I thought it wrapped up a little neat, but that's okay.
Yeah, he kind of took everybody down real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost looked like it should have went to a seventh issue.
Yeah. But it was good. It was so enjoyable. I enjoyed
it. Was that the end, like, completely of that book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were. And
there's a one-shot follow-up, Batman versus Bane.
Oh, was that a one? See, I thought that was an ongoing.
No, I think it's just a one-shot.
Okay.
Well, good. I'd rather it be an ongoing or a one-shot, because then I'd have to add another Batman book, and it would get ridiculous.
That's okay. You can never have too many Batman books.
Yeah.
Well, that's DC's philosophy, but you know.
DC.
Okay, let's... Oh, I also read The Veil, which was interesting. New Greg Rucka Dark Horse book. Just kind of this girl wakes up in the subway and just kind of speaking nonsense. And kind of wakes up naked, and then she wanders out onto the streets of New York. And everybody's like, hey, baby, you know, and all this. And,
People wake up naked in the subway, they usually are speaking nonsense.
But she was, like, behind a locked gate. It was weird what was, you know, something was up. And then this guy kind of takes her in to help her, you know, get dressed and, you know, get clothes and stuff. And then somebody shows up at the door to, like, attack him. Like, saying, you know, we want her. And then all of a sudden, she, like, apparently has some mind powers. Makes them do things. And that's how kind of it ends. And just veil was one of the words that she said. So it was interesting. Not great.
Okay.
But it has potential. But the art was interesting. So that wasn't bad. And Evil Empire, I really, really wanted to like. It was by Max Bemis, who did Polarity. That was really neat. And it's basically a political book. Like, it's following this one character running for president. And then at the end, you know, like, it's talking all this bad stuff about his opponent. And then at the end, the opponent kind of says bad stuff about himself, making him evil. But it just... I don't know. It there wasn't enough there. But hopefully it gets better. It's probably more big picture. It's going to take a little bit to set up, but not a ton there. What do you read besides Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
My problem with Spider-Man this month, this issue, was Dan Slott had a big thing about the spoiler. You know, don't give away the twist ending and everything. And when you get to the twist ending, you flip back to your cover and you go, oh, well, the cover kind of had the twist ending right there.
That's what I kind of assumed that was all about.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
I think he gets too excited.
What? Yeah. And the fact that I didn't realize it was written by Christos Gage as well.
Yeah.
Like, Gage is taking over the book because I just read that he's writing 31. So it's like Slott's getting too busy with this 1.1. Yeah, the big twist is that...
I mean, I saw that. Like, when I started, that's not Jameson.
No.
Yeah, that's weird. Why would they put that on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to ask you that while we were recording. I was just like, yeah. Maybe they just drew him funny.
Nope. So what else did you read, Adam?
Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
You haven't read that yet.
It's right here.
It does not come.
No, I didn't read that one. That I'm going to have to get, but... I don't know, I'm behind on Green Lantern.
Yeah, I haven't read Green Lantern since 20.
All-Star Western was good. He finally made it back to his time.
Okay.
Well, but now his face is fixed. Okay. They did plastic surgery on it.
That's crazy.
Huh? He had a. He was.
What good is Jonah Hex if he's not all scarred up?
Well, he's starting to learn that now because he showed up and he said, "I'm Jonah Hex. I'm part whatever Indian he is." And he.
No, you're not.
They're just like, no. He has a big scar on his face, so they don't believe him now. But yeah, he decided to like
is he the play guy chicken from, with a from Starlight.
No.
Okay, you're crazy. You're not Jonah Hex.
That's him. No, he decided to play chicken with a semi, and it didn't work.
Mm.
So they assumed that his injuries for his face were caused by that, but it weren't. It's good. I mean, it's still a good book. It must be doing okay, because it's never been canceled.
No. Well, although Rich Johnson did say it was canceled.
Yeah.
It's definitely out there on its own in terms of DC books, though.
You know, last week you were talking about... I forget who it was who went all crazy at that meeting.
The image guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying that superhero comics are dead or whatever. And like, right. I don't buy that at all.
Well, they're not, but what he's saying is the future of comics is in these, you know...
The future all the of things comics.
That they are publishing, you know, Walking Dead, Saga, you know, all these little hit things, but the I disagree. The future
of comics fluctuate. Like... It's just like movies or television. You can't put all your eggs in one basket thinking this is going to be like, that's what I keep saying about the Marvel movies. Sooner or later, people are going to be like, I'm tired of going to see superhero movies. I'm kind of getting tired of seeing superhero movies. I want to see Captain America, but I don't really want to see Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not that like thrilled about it. But I did like the first Captain America movie, so I'll go try to see it. But it's just like sooner or later, people are just going to be like, okay, I want to see something else. Or some other type of movie will come out that they're wanting to see, and it'll be the new fad. I mean, that's all this is. So, but it's the same with comic books, though. Sooner or later, you know, they'll be starting to see more of this type of comic book instead of that.
Yeah.
Or this type of character will sell more than that type of character. But if you
look at the top 10 sellers, I mean,
that's the other thing.
Superhero comics.
Yeah. And that's what gets people into the stores. But the other thing is he has to look at is his number ones sell great.
There's
a huge drop off on those because you have the people buying it just to resell it for the which one's going to be hot. And, you know, he's not carrying through where the other ones, you know. Walking Dead, yeah, Walking Dead's a success. Okay, name your second. What's your other big success? You know, Saga's doing well. Spawn's a disaster.
Well, but...
How are they even saying that, like, yeah, Walking Dead, though, right now it's starting to get boring. You know, how long till people are just bored with it? Especially if people start getting bored
with
zombies
on television. Something that Volume 20, you know, that just came out, I'm like, you read through that, nothing happens in it, you know. Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, and these stories are they'll sell if people are going to be if they're interested in reading them. If you write a good character, people will read it and they'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, it doesn't make any sense. That's what I keep saying about with Marvel is right now is just I'm not getting the stories that I'm wanting to read, and that's why I'm not into it. It has nothing to do with people not being in the superheroes.
No, you're like Spider-Man.
You know, if Marvel ever says that, that's because of an ego or something. Because I don't believe that right now their stories are that great. Or they're telling stories that, I don't know, are relevant. I mean, I'm not getting anything. As I said with X-Men, I'm not getting anything from X-Men. I'm sitting there reading and I'm like, okay, well, how did this get the Guardians of the Galaxy? Just because they could? You know, just because it was good marketing? Well, yeah, but you also have to give me a story to read that's going to be worth my money. Otherwise, I'll pass, you know, and that's what I did.
I'm seeing a lot of pushback on these new number ones, just in the sense of, oh, you know, you were getting Secret Avengers, here's the new one.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I'll pass. I had a lot of that with Wolverine the X-Men. So it's just one of those...
As long as it was continuing, they stayed with it.
Right, but now that it's not, or writer change...
I'd love to read a good Avengers story. If they had an Avengers book, just an Avengers book, I'd get it.
And it's like, I thought that's what Avengers World was going to be. I really liked the first one, but then the second one was all Guardian or whatever her name is. No, not Guardian. What's her name? Thumper. It's some name like Smasher.
Smasher, yeah.
And then the next one was all Shang-Chi. It's just...
Thumper.
It's not an Avengers book.
They could use Thumper now because of the Disney. Because
neither of them are Avengers. Yeah. But neither of them are even really Avengers. So it's
they got a raccoon. Why can't they have a rabbit?
True. So.
I don't know. None of the, like, and I'm not getting, there aren't any good teams. There is no, like, I don't know who is an X-Men anymore. I don't know who is an Avenger anymore.
Well, there are no X-Men anymore.
Is there a team called the X-Men? No, I don't know.
No.
Is there
right
a
now.
Team called the Avengers?
No, really? They're just all Avengers.
Everybody's an Avenger, you know? Wolverine's an Avenger, so is he an X-Men too?
Yeah.
Is the X-Men, or the X-Men Avengers, can Cap be an Avenger or an X-Men?
Cap can't be an X-Men.
Well, he kind of is.
No.
He's been mutated. It's like Spider-Man.
No,
he's
been chemically altered.
Well, it's like saying you got
cancer.
Yeah,
but mutations chemically, you know, it's all chemistry too.
No,
there's technicalities.
Yeah.
But still, there's no teams anymore. The only team in comic books is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that stay, you know.
And they're family, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah. But, you know, tell a Fantastic Four story. Just keep it Fantastic Four. Tell us an Avengers story. Have this basic Avengers team. You know, 6 people, 7 people on a team. There you go. Done. Let them do whatever they're doing. And pick good people. If you want, go back to do the movie team. If you want to do the movie team, just tell a story.
Well, but they did that. They did that in Avengers Assemble, and then it eventually morphed into something.
Yeah, but also you have to put a good writer on.
Well, okay.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Kelly Sue DeConnick.
I couldn't tell by that comment.
No, has nothing to do with her being a female writer. I'm a big fan of Gail Simone.
Don't like her.
I'm a fan of a bad writer. But, you know, I can't even say that. She could be put on all these books that are just basically marketing books. You know, they're putting her on these 2 female characters because guess what? We have to have a female character. Yes, they do, but you got to do it with some tact in the
just
right way.
You
can't just give us
doesn't mean you can write.
Yeah, you can't just give us a female character. If you can give me a female character in a good story, you know who's doing that? Brian Azzarello with Wonder Woman. I mean, Wonder Woman's a good story. She's a strong female character. I don't get why they can't do that. But, you know, Marvel has a lot of female characters that are not... There aren't very good Marvel female Marvel characters.
Ms. Marvel.
Again, there aren't very...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, there aren't... You're right, Colin. There aren't very good female characters.
Jubilee.
Dazzler.
Smasher.
She-Hulk.
Thumper.
We got She-Hulk.
Thumper.
Black Widow.
What's the Wasp doing these days?
She's in Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah, she came back from the Microverse, but...
No, she was in the Macroverse.
What is it? Okay.
Fine. Yeah. She was in the Macroverse. That's a different verse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Third verse, same as the first. Just one creating. Time. I was, just one. Sorry. Went to my violent femmes place.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just really I'm disappointed with Marvel Comics. That's what it is.
What's not, working
I'm
for not, them?
I don't hate Marvel Comics. Jeez, I'm wearing I wear Marvel shirts. I'm wearing a Thor shirt right now. I want to read Marvel Comics. And really, they're just disappointing me with their stories. I'm you know not stopping reading them because I still like them. I'm bored with it.
What's working for them are those smaller books. That's what, you know, like people are raving about, like She-Hulk and Hawkeye and things like that, or even Black Widow just are getting good buzz, where you're not hearing that from the Iron Mans and the Hulks. It's like they're missing the boat on their franchise characters.
I stopped reading Iron Man when they pulled that crap that Tony Stark is adopted. Mm-hmm. That I was like, no, nope, I'm done. The first She-Hulk book was okay.
But it wasn't like, great. No, but
and,
I'm
and
just thinking the things.
One, I'm like, nah.
The ones people are liking, it's almost like it's the Marvel books that are going the Image model, you know, in a sense, where they're kind of themselves, where their big company books, Avengers, things like that, are just not working right now.
Let's switch gears though. Let's get
Captain
it.
America. Oh my God, getting close to single digits on Cap with a movie coming out.
Yeah,
a movie's about to come out. Who's his villain? Dr. Mindbubble.
Really.
Really?
Wait, in the book is Dr. Mindbubble? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They didn't bring Crossbones in?
Well, or... I mean, geez, in the movie, it's the Leaper, so...
Yeah, Batroc. Yeah.
So, I mean...
And I love people seeing that and going, oh, I love Batroc. No, nobody loves
Batroc.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is he going to be, like, in it for 5 minutes? Kind of like they talked about the Rhino is only going to be in Amazing Spider-Man 2 for, like, 3 minutes.
I'm with you, though. I want to see Crossbones in the movie.
I have no problem with Batroc because he's a standard Cap bad guy. That's fine. And even just for a minute, that's fine.
Yeah.
But just people saying, oh, he's my favorite. No, it's not.
Before I switch gears, because I want to
talk. Oh, you're switching gears.
Well, to the other side, to DC, where their books are, you know, certain main characters, how they sell and stuff. I want to mention, though, that with the Cap movie, I think Robert Redford's the Red Skull.
They already said that.
Yeah, they did.
He is?
Yeah, that was actually they.
So I just guessed that without them telling.
You did.
Well, they leaked the song title, like for the soundtrack, and the one is Alexander Pierce is the Red Skull.
Oh.
Like, yeah, they kind of gave it away.
Well, there you go. But anyways,
spoilers. Oops.
They already did. So that would have been the biggest surprise, though, seeing that movie. Though they
would've.
So they ruined their own things.
Well, they would have released it on USA Today the day before it came out anyway. So
yeah. Well, you know.
That's what they like to do with the comics.
If you avoid all media for a week before the movie comes out, you could be surprised.
Or I could just go see the movie and enjoy it for once. Anyways, DC, the where you were saying that their main character books, their big character books, you know, with DC, they're selling... Wonder Woman's selling still good, right?
Yeah.
That's
got a change coming up, though. Azzarello and Chang are leaving it, and somebody's coming on, so I'm a little bummed about that.
What about Superman?
Well, Superman is getting Jeff Johns and John Romita
coming
on that, yeah. And the Pack stuff is doing very well. People are
that's what I've heard.
Pack
so
stuff.
He's on Action and Superman Batman.
No, yes. Batman Superman, yeah.
Okay. Batman Superman.
And Charles Soule is doing Superman Wonder Woman. Flash is doing okay. Not great. Better than it was before the New 52.
Isn't that funny? Because you hear so many people... A lot of people love Flash. And then his book just doesn't seem to sell like as much as what people keep saying they like him so much.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't liked as much since the writer change.
Did change yet?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Buccellato as opposed to Manipal and Buccellato.
No.
Okay. Because I know they're taking over Detective, but the first Detective, I think, is the next one.
No, it changed... I want to say issue 25 or 26.
Okay.
I don't know. Green Lantern, how does he do it?
It's dropping since John's left.
Which is funny, because it's not too different.
Green Lantern isn't, but I think Core and New Guardians especially, I'm not feeling anymore.
Yeah. New Guardians seems really slow. Like, I don't remember the last thing that happened in that book. Core kind of sticks with Green Lantern, so whatever happens in that is somehow tying into the other book. But, I mean, even their main books are doing fairly well. I mean, they don't have...
I mean, even Aquaman, after the writer change, is still doing well. See how it does adding another Aquaman book.
Joe, where's Joe Fellow here with his numbers from... Other places.
Well, I haven't sent him. I didn't send him February numbers.
That would be interesting. So he's yelling at me,
shaking his fist at me.
He's like, ah.
I just forget.
But yeah, the main character book should be doing a lot better for Marvel. So I don't know.
It should be. Yeah, just.
The thing is,
too many number. Even Wolverine. A lot of people really. Wolverine is definitely settling in now below where it was.
I'm also very confused when I come in looking for Marvel books.
Just look for the number one. You won't have any trouble finding it.
Is it the number one or the point
one? Doesn't matter. If it has a one, buy it. If it has a one on the cover, buy it.
I don't think I want to.
What if it's a number 11? That's 2-1. No, copies?
Just number ones. Okay. Just number ones.
I don't know. And then consistency. Consistency is the biggest thing right now with them. I don't know, like, is there a Phoenix? Is there not a Phoenix still?
Broken and go all over the place?
Is time travel good? Is time travel bad?
Yes.
I don't know. Does Wolverine have his powers? Or does not Wolverine have his powers?
No, he does not have his powers.
Well, how come he has them in Wolverine and the X-Men? Is it a different time period?
How come
he has them back in the future? Does he still run the school? There's just so much that it's just like... The only thing that stays consistent is Spider-Man. It at least stays within its own realm. You know?
But it doesn't feel like it's part of a bigger universe.
Yeah. He hasn't done any time traveling. Since the whole deal.
2099.
You're telling me there's no time travel, yet Spider-Man 2099 is on the cover of the book.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Well, except for that one time.
Maybe you can time travel in the future, but you can't travel. I don't know. I don't have time for
it. Then how's he getting back?
He didn't get back.
Or maybe he's going to die.
He's stuck. They were just like, no, you can't. And he's like, okay. I don't know. I mean, that's my biggest thing. I mean, if somebody can you think of any way that DC isn't being consistent with what's going on?
I mean,
I can't see consistency sometimes is Batman, because I can't figure out when some of the books are.
Detective and Dark Knight definitely seem to be operating on their own timeline. Well, and right now Nightwing is on its own timeline.
Yeah, because right now they're having Forever Evil and very few books are actually...
Tying into
that. I think it's only, what, Suicide Squad, really?
Yeah, because Batman's so, a 0 year. And...
Yeah, like Superman's not showing any effects of that. So, I don't know.
But at least some of the Batman books.
Wake up.
Some of the Batman... Well, I'm not sitting here doodling squares.
See? That's your problem.
Maybe you should be.
There you go.
The thing about the Batman books, though, at least they kind of tell you this doesn't... I mean, Detective... No, it's not Detective. Dark Knight doesn't really
I didn't really know in reading the last issue, because they had something where Commissioner Gordon was taking, like, samples from a, you know, a dead body, and Batman kind of came up behind him and took it. And then he turns around, he's like, did that just happen or something like that? Somebody, you know, that he just took it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, so he's not familiar with him and his ways in this book? Or is he joking? I didn't understand that.
In what book?
That was Dark Knight.
Oh, sad.
That was that Man-Bat story.
But the Dark Knight, since the New 52 started, has always been off.
Yeah.
And they've always dealt with different villains. Like, your Clayface story was in there. Was Mad Hatter was in there. No, it was Mad Hatter and Detective. Mm-hmm.
No, Mad Hatter was in there.
Was Dark, yeah.
Yeah. I get confused with those two books. I really do. Yeah. And then, but Batman, we know that Batman's taking place in Zero Year, because it's called what it
Zero
is.
Zero Year, yeah.
It's a
right.
past
that
story.
That was good. I enjoyed that. That was good.
29.
But, like, Aquaman's kind of confusing sometimes, because I don't know when it takes place. I don't know if he's just started out as being Aquaman here, or if he, you know, do you remember how that issue, that book started, the mm-hmm. first issue? He was Aquaman, he was already known as King of Atlantis. It's almost like it was part of previous continuity. Like, except Mira and him weren't married.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems really weird how they did that book. Mm-hmm. And then Green Lantern, he's not, it's pretty well taken place exactly where it was before mm-hmm. New 52.
Yeah, well, I mean...
So some of their things, the consistency are just a little bit off. But I don't think it's as bad as how Marvel is not consistent with their own books. Of what's going on in this, with Wolverine here, needs to happen with him here. You know, who the Avengers are in Spider-Man should be who the Avengers are in...
Mm-hmm.
In the Avengers.
Know? Because according to Spider-Man here, the Avengers that they show in this book are basically those Avengers Assemble Avengers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, Spider-Woman, Cap, mm-hmm. Thor,
Hawkeye.
Was it Hawkeye?
Yeah,
is he there? Wolverine.
Yeah.
Just those characters. But it's just like, I feel like they're kind of taking apart their own universe, and I think it makes it not as interesting to read these characters like it was before. That if the Avengers showed up in Spider-Man, hey, they were the Avengers from the other book that you were reading. And, you know, reading it, it made the book a little more interesting. Yeah, but now it's just like, it's the Avengers the Assemble team, or the... It's the Secret Avengers, or it could be the Uncanny Avengers. The whole Uncanny Avengers don't make any sense
whatsoever. It doesn't make a sense with the other books, but it's a good story on its own.
Yeah, I hear that one does okay, but the whole thing about when I was like, why does this team exist exactly? Because anybody can be an Avenger, and they already, on the Avengers, they already had a few mutants. Okay, now they create a mutant team.
Because that was spinning out of AVA.
To show the public that it's okay
right.
to have mutants, but we already have mutants. So why did we make a special team when our actual team already has mutants?
Yeah, my only problem with that book, I'm enjoying it, but my only problem with it is that was the launch of Marvel Now,
yeah.
was that book. And that is the most out of continuity by itself book of the batch.
That was weird to launch it with it. I mean, their only reason was because Mutants X-Men. It was
right.
the time
yeah.
to do that. Story-wise, it's almost like if you launched a title with Uncanny... Uncanny X-Force. It's almost
mm-hmm.
like starting
yeah.
a book with Uncanny X-Force. How would you ever do that? Why would you do that, you know? Start it with an Avengers book that they actually... do something. I don't know, but I think that's the biggest problem right now. It's consistency with them.
They're consistently inconsistent.
I don't think the stuff in DC has to be so consistent because they don't have a bunch of teammates on other teams either.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, the consistency doesn't have to be there.
Inside the Green Lantern universe it is, though. Because you have the Red Lanterns have now taken over, you know, the sector. And then in the last Green Lantern book, Hal Jordan went to see his family and said, yeah, I got to go away, and I kind of made a deal, and Simon's going to watch over you because he's the only Green Lantern allowed on Earth. So there was some connectivity between the books.
I forgot about Simon. He's been gone for so long.
Well, I didn't know. I knew he was a Green Lantern, but I didn't know he was a Green Lantern because he's never been in Green
Lantern.
He's
never been trained or anything. Yeah, he just kind of left Oa. He was on Oa. That's where he met up with the squirrel. What's his name?
Chip?
Yeah.
Chip. Or Gnort.
No, I thought...
No, Nort's the dog.
No, I thought Nort's he...
One of them died. One of the squirrels
No,
died.
I thought Chip met him on Earth. Because remember, the first thing that happened was...
It's like Badaz or something. Bazaz or something. One of the squirrels was
right,
killed.
Yeah.
He was hit by a truck.
I think Chip was killed, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Chip.
Yeah. It's the other one.
Yeah.
I don't think Simon Baz ever made it to Oa.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Remember, he got the ring.
Yeah, but he did fight with the against the First Lantern. He was there.
Yeah, but the First Lantern came to Earth.
No, the First Lantern was just up in space. Remember, because he destroys Oa. He didn't destroy Oa.
No.
I don't remember. I really don't. I don't think he was on Earth. I think he was in space.
I tuned out of Green Lantern when they started making those gray guys out of the Guardian blood or whatever.
The third army.
Yeah, I totally tuned out and I haven't gone
Everything
back.
Everything is in threes. That's their DC's new number, three.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to that.
So
I did have fun. I had a guy came and pitched this thing from the Washington Wild Things doing a promotion for they're doing a superhero day and... Something about it. I only thing I would have to do is like buy. I'd have to pay for the jerseys or something. It's a lot of money, so I don't know if I'm doing it or not. But I would get a jersey out of it. Like all the players and everything would get jerseys, and I would get a jersey out of it too. I'm like, well, gosh, what number would I pick? Because I don't really have a number or anything. So guess what number?
It's
52. That's similar. I'm like, well, that would make sense. I'd get number 52. I amused myself.
And then DC will change that. They'll just be like, yeah, that was 53.
No, I don't think they're ever going to change it. It was funny because somebody asked me why they still put...
Yeah, there's not 52 of them.
Well, no, but somebody asked why they still put the new 52 on all their books. And I said, and this is what I heard from Dan DiDio, was the fact that they didn't put it on a book and sales went down because people assumed it wasn't part of continuity.
Okay.
Because they equate everything with continuity as having the new 52 on it. So that's why it's still on there. Just because of that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's why it's still there.
What book didn't have it?
It was just like a mini series. I forget what it was. I don't remember. It was one of the few mini series that they've done.
They even put it on that Damien book.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with their 50.
No, but that's why they just slap it immediately on everything.
They put it real small, though. Right now, it's kind of big,
yeah.
But they put it smaller on top of the Damien books, if I remember right.
They still need to bring him back.
They will. They're working on it. Remember? Well, it's got to wait for
Zero Year to end.
Well, and Zero Year to end.
And the final Forever Evil.
Well, that's only got one more.
Well, I mean, that's the only reason
I think
Zero Year
has like three issues.
Yeah. Because of that.
Well, it was a story you wanted to tell, and they just said this is a good time to do it.
Yeah.
So, but I bet, especially because there's a Batman in Frankenstein where he's going off looking for Damien. I think that's in the current previews.
Yeah. Well, that's their next DC animated movie, I think, is
Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Batman and Son. So
they might
I got to assume they're going to bring him back for that.
Yeah.
That was a weird preview. It doesn't even match the book at all. And I didn't really like the last DC animated movie.
War?
Yeah. I wasn't too fond of that.
I liked it. They kept Aquaman out and put Shazam in. Although Shazam was really more of a plot device to make Cyborg kind of be the star.
Okay.
I didn't mind Cyborg. I don't know. It just wasn't one of my favorite.
I just wish they should have used the Cyborg from Teen Titans Go.
What was his line in that? He has like a catchphrase that he says.
Who?
Cyborg and Teen Titans Go. I don't know.
Catchphrase. I mean, him and Beast Boy are bros.
Bros, huh?
Yeah.
Bros.
They're bros.
Brothers from another mother.
Yep.
Thank you.
because he's green. Beast Boy.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think we've officially run out of things to
talk about.
That's
a podcast.
No, I'm going to talk about what's coming next week.
Next week
lots
is
of goodies. The Return of American Vampire. Second cycle number one's coming. Avengers World number 4. The greatest Avengers book of them all. No?
What is it?
Okay. Buffy season 10 number 1. People are excited about that. And finally, Daredevil number 1.
That's it?
An excitement for me is the Batman, 1966 Batman, Batmobile is coming back in. So I'm happy about having that back. And Harley Quinn number 4. Iron Man 23.now. I'm sorry, I'm not having the Iron Man party. The requirement for ordering it was a little too steep, but that issue's coming. Get a little more excited, Adam.
What was that?
That
excuse
was my,
yourself,
something
Colin.
On my phone.
It was.
Ms. Marvel 2 with the Middle Eastern Kamala Khan.
How's that selling?
I sold out of number 1, so that made me happy.
Well, it's all about number 2, 3,
and yeah, 4. We'll see how it goes. New Avengers, although I was very confused with the last one. Anybody reading that?
No.
Doctor Strange is about to sell his soul for power to become a god.
Does we'll it involve Thanos?
No.
That doesn't seem like a Doctor Strange.
It doesn't, me
do.
Either.
Was there Rocket Raccoon in it?
No.
Wrong book. Screwing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rush Clockwork Angels, that's a book written by, I think, the drummer of Rush.
Neil
is coming. I think so, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't Leafson. So I think it, I don't remember.
Can't believe
Spider-Man. The next Saga trade is coming out, Potter number Jones. 10, or number 3. Sorry. And Sovereign, a new book from Image. It looks like the next new big number 1. Very exciting.
Ooh.
Superior Spider-Man Annual.
Oh.
Yes.
Did we just have an annual,
I think so.
3 months ago?
Yes, we did.
They come out twice
yeah.
a week, so.
Well, it's, right.
So you get two annuals a year.
Correct. Yeah. We've got the next issue of Superman Unchained, number 6. Uncanny X-Men 19.now, so you know that's going to have a nice big number 1 on the cover. Undertow number 2. Number 1 was interesting. We'll see where number 2 goes. That's another Image one. White Suits number 2. I really like number 1. That was a neat one. Just got that back in. And a personal favorite, William Shakespeare, Empire Striketh Back, hardcover. Follow up on the Star Wars one written
William
in the style of William Shakespeare.
Empire Striketh Back.
Yes. These are not the droids thou art looking for.
Did you read all that?
I did not.
Actually,
you
Empire,
were reading it for a little
Empire
bit.
Seems to be like the perfect William Shakespeare because
mm-hmm.
it ends on a downer.
Mm-hmm. True. Winter Soldier, Bitter March, number 2. Witcher.
Did
I'm
they double
sure.
your order for all that?
They did not. Not a number 2. Sorry. Wolverine the X-Men, number 2. And Wonder Woman. So, a pretty solid
Wonder
week.
Wonder Woman.
Thank you. So, with Adam singing the theme song, we will head out. We'll talk to you next
That's
week.
That's a podcast.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, Winter Soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 6-1.
your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on the tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Hey yo Vince, drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch a chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Wob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm like Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this.